go, whoa. Hey. Anyway, here's Jay Gray. Jay and Sandy were faithful in ministry. Their daughter, their whole family served in youth ministry. Their daughter, the home run hitting champion at Biola. They moved to Virginia. She was a grad assistant at Liberty, and she's now the youngest head coach of the University of Virginia softball team. Maybe someday we'll have some sports ministries with her. She loves Jesus. She's one talented gal. But of the 17 pictures from that summer, over half of them were of Hume Lake. As a girl getting baptized. See the ripples? Like right there, Greg. Right? Legit. That was in the stack. I remember back in the day going, wow, there's ripples here. I wonder what she's doing today. There was a point of impact that she became a Christ follower. But the story doesn't end. For the rest of her life, those ripples will go out. Oh, I think this is Heather. I think I have her name right. You know, First Evangelical Free Church of Fullerton is in Orange County, California. There's a little reputation of Orange County being a bit wealthy. But every single year of the 15 years I was on pastoral staff at EV Free, no matter if in the early days, the camp that we went to, or when we switched to Hume Lake, when some of you helped build the balcony is when we got in. We were the people that filled the 300, or some of the 300 slots of the balcony. I don't know for sure, but I do know enough about her story that she couldn't afford camp easily. In every single year, in that church, we had kids who could easily afford camp, a lot who could make it work, and there were some that just didn't have a shot. And every single year, our church ponied up thousands of dollars for the scholarship fund. And I cannot remember a time that Hume Lake did not match that fund with scholarships. Hume Lake, thank you for letting girls like Heather go to camp. Well, that summer, look at that. This was our church youth group here at Hume Lake. A bunch of guys arm in arm. They're not singing Kumbaya. It was decision night that summer. There were some ripples started that night. I wonder where these kids are at today. Oh, it wouldn't be Hume if it weren't a good belly flop contest, right? Or maybe a race in Meadow Ranch. Or maybe a boat out in the lake. You know, last weekend I was kind of just taking a pause and I was like, oh my goodness, I'm at men's retreat. Oh, there's Matthew Cork, first time ever at Hume speaking, pastor of Yorba Linda Friends. I'm like, wow, I used to work with his brother. What a good godly man. Then there's James Lang, one of our leads. He's now senior pastor of Christ First Baptist Church in Covina. And we get together last Saturday and he goes, Dathan, it's been 6 years since I've been to Hume. He said, I'm coming again in 2 weeks. It'll be next weekend with his daughter. He goes, you know what, Dathan, I want to get our kids at Hume. But I know that they're going to have to be put on a waiting list for a few years. But I get it. That's the drill. Someday, maybe we'll get them in. And I'd love to be able to sit there and say, bro, we can get you in if you do this. But I don't usually operate that way. And I said, I don't have any strings to pull. I can tell you that there might be some room if you did this. Went down to San Diego because we have a little, you know. If you get your foot in the door there, then maybe you can, you know. Like, how cool is it that 2 weeks ago, roughly, registration started at 10 o'clock in the morning, and by lunchtime, weeks 1 to 9 were full in Ponderosa and Meadow Ranch. That is amazing. But it's a problem. Because we want to partner with local churches to shine brightly the gospel of Jesus Christ. We now encourage people to grow in their walk with the Lord, to identify with a church, to live a holy life, and to make a difference around the world. And it's our desire here at Hume that we be able to, by God's grace, through His strength, to expand Hume's reach, to enhance guest experience, and to strengthen the organization and our staff. You know, this summer we had a chance to minister here at the lake in 5 camp centers. Wagon Train, Meadow Ranch, Ponderosa, Wildwood Discipleship Camp, and what happens in this very room with the adults. We were able to spend 6 weeks down in San Diego overlooking the Pacific Ocean at Hume San Diego. This summer we were able to expand out in Hawaii to Oahu, Maui, Kauai, and the Big Island. Well, we don't own property there. Y'all might think, wow, that's an assignment. And you know what it is? It's beautiful. But I was there and I said, this team's probably working harder than anywhere else right now as they have to set up tents and a wedding tent to do camp so we can charge $149. So the local kids can go, some of whom really struggle financially. And then Hume, New England. We celebrated our 5th anniversary there this year. It's crazy to think about it. This little church plant of a camp, 2.5 hours from New York City, 2 hours west of Boston, 1 hour roughly from Hartford in Albany, New York, and within 3 hours drive of 7 of the 10 least Bible-minded cities in America. And every week of summer, we had kids coming to faith in Jesus Christ. And that's New England. And that's not supposed to happen. And it is. But we got a problem. Our chapel only holds about 140 students. So guess what? Y'all couldn't go to camp because it ends right around here. Maybe I didn't count, but somewhere in this ballpark, right? But you know what? Is it easy out there? No. But is it exciting to see what God's doing? You bet. You bet. I mean, the board went out this summer, right? And if I remember right, I think about 25 or 30 people made decisions, some significant spiritual decision. I don't know if they became Christians for the first time or rededicated, but it was like even in that week. Thank the Lord. You know what's happening like right now? Well, not literally like right now, because it's almost 11:05 in the evening on a Friday night. But right now in this season, we're building a 500-seat multi-purpose room. Bigger than this spot. It's going to be able in the short term to hold chapel. And we're praying, Lord, you know, help us to be able to break ground on sewer treatment plants. Yes, Jesus, thank you. And water purification plants and a new lodge. And what if we did a family camp at an RV place? Wouldn't that be cool if we could have families gather and it not cost exorbitant amounts of money? Wouldn't that be a neat way to get grandpas and grandmas and moms and dads and kids at camp at the same time one day? How cool would that be if God used that facility to reach generations for Jesus? How fun would it be if the Lord continues to develop that camp? You know, right now, like literally right now at the time it is right now, there's families out in the desert somewhere under the stars in family dirt. I went one time to dirt because it's usually on a board meeting weekend or on vision dinners. I went to dirt and it was like late at night because it was vision dinner was over and I'm driving in the middle of it. Stinking desert. And it's like, hang a left down a sandy dirt road and another one. I'm like going, I'm going to die if I miss this place. I didn't have a ton of gas. And all of a sudden, there's like, it's like, oh my goodness, this is huge. And I'm driving up going, wow, a lot of these people are either rich or in a lot of debt because they had a lot of toys. Like, right? There are people that will never go into a church and would not even come to a Christian camp that will gladly jump on a motorcycle and ride around the desert for a weekend and hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're doing that right now. Tomorrow, they're going to hear the gospel. Sunday morning, they're going to have a chance, I believe it's Sunday, to make a commitment to Christ. Like, how cool is that? Within about a week, we've got a team heading to Papua New Guinea to go minister to some new tribes kids. Ethnos 360, I think it's called now, right? They're on the backside of the jungle. I've not yet gone. They asked me to go every year, and I want to go. But I hear it's like paradise for the boys in this compound, in the sense of like jungle, man. They can go hang out and do all this stuff. But it's also hard for those boys. But nothing like the girls. Because there's a walled compound, and from what I understand, they can barely leave the compound because of sexual safety. It's just not safe for them. So when they get a group of Americans to come in and run camp, it's like a breath of fresh air. I'll never forget when Rachel Kloss told me. She said, wow, I had this couple say, where are you from? Well, I'm from California. Oh, really? Where in California? Well, I work at a camp. What? Well, what camp? This was a few years ago. Hume Lake Christian, you've got to be kidding. They said this. We are literally going on assignment right now out to the spot where we're going to go in the jungle to translate the Bible where it's never been translated before in the language. And we met as high school kids. Well, no. They sat in that chapel over there listening to a mission speaker. They were in the same room, but they didn't know each other. And they both responded to the call to do anything that God wanted them to do and to go to missions. And later, as God's sovereignty would have it, in Bible college they meet, they get married, they do all the missionary training stuff, and they find themselves as a married couple in Papua New Guinea. And right before they're ready to head out to translate the Bible, God brings along a Hume Lake staff member to encourage their heart. And they said, why don't you just go back and say thank you? Thank you, Jesus. How cool is that? I don't think that was coincidental. So they leave here in about a week. You might have noticed, of course you noticed, that there was just a massive amount of rain and problems in Houston. So in about a week, our Joshua team, they decide, you know what, there's a need. What if some people could help us to get 50 people to go to Houston? Mm-hmm. So they just put a couple things on Facebook, and within a couple days, they had raised enough money to be able to get plane tickets to take 50 people to go to Houston to help clean up. And they're getting out of here in about a week, week and a half. Going with John and Lynn Bull. That's where our stomping ground is. Oh. Sometimes I just sit there and I think, Lord, like, this is too cool. Well, there's other days too where it's just like not easy. Don't let me kid you. All right, but anybody go on that Reformation trip? We just got back about a month ago and we're all still flying high, like, whoa, we got to do that. Like, how cool was that? But how cool was it to be able to deepen relationships or make some relationships? Where instead of just having 5 minutes to shake hands and chat, we had like over a week together, several days, just to get to know each other and to learn and grow. And boy, it's been a good year. It's been a busy year. I remember one night this summer. I don't know if it's a trend, Joel. And maybe it was probably just this particular band that did high school, but they were kind of making a revival of the hymns. Now, you know, not necessarily with an organ and all that, but I remember sitting on our back deck this summer on a Friday night. It was Victory Circle. We're over 1,000 high schools there, school students. I'm sitting alone on the back deck, and it's getting kind of late Friday night. I'm guessing it was roughly 10-ish, 9:30, 10, something like that. And I could hear echoing through the trees the song, I Surrender All. over 1,000 high school students. That brought me back to when I was a kid at the little country Baptist church that my dad was a pastor in upstate New York. I thought, that is why we do what we get to do. God is so incredibly good. He is alive and he is well. Amen. You know what? By God's grace, we're praying that we might be able to be used by God to expand Hume's reach in the next several years. You know what? Every time that we can remodel one of these old dorms and turn it from a one-season dorm to a four-season dorm, we're able to expand Hume's reach because more married couples can go to marriage retreat, or more women can go to the women's retreat. You know, we got a couple, I don't know how many, a couple thousand bunk beds roughly, but we only have the ability to have about 300 people come to a marriage retreat. Even the stuff we're doing now can help expand Hume's reach. But we're praying and starting to work on, think about new ways that we can reach more people for Jesus. I just happen to believe that God is wanting to do something in the Northeast. I just happen to believe that God isn't done with this property. Oh, there's some building projects going on right now. I already told you about the multi-purpose center. We're making real good progress on that. We don't have enough housing for staff right here. So right now, there's four-bedroom houses being worked on and built. It's two duplexes, right? They're townhomes. That's kind of the large ones that we have. But they're getting in pretty good shape, and they're going to be buttoned up before winter, and then they're going to work on the inside throughout the first part of winter, and we're thankful to the Lord for that. You may have noticed down there by the security booth. Anybody ever use those restrooms? I won't get too graphic. I was in there a couple years ago, right? I've been said this last year. I'm in there, and there's like a stall next door, and it's like half the size of a normal stall. And I'm seeing this guy, size 12 boots, right? All the way out in the middle, I'm going like, okay, this is awkward. This is really weird. And you know what? We are thankful that we have had bathrooms for the last whatever. But you know what? They're so old and so small that we tore those bathrooms down. And Lord willing, we're going to rebuild, and there's going to be 6 bathrooms there, right? So thank the Lord, single-use bathrooms, that the lines will be shorter and all of that, right? And we're just grateful. Do you know if somebody comes on our campus in a wheelchair, goes into the general store, right now they'd have to wheel all the way up to Ponderosa Chapel to find a bathroom? That's just not acceptable. So thank you, ministry partners. Thank you, folks, for helping us to build some bathrooms that'll work a lot better. The Lord's going to use that. Very cool. You know, God's doing a lot of good things in multiple ways. But we need to be on our knees before the Lord, because it is not human effort that can produce life change. It is the power of the Holy Spirit that changes the life. You know what? God wants to use us all. For whatever reason, Joel, he's decided to use this place. I mean, since I've been reminiscing tonight a little bit, I remember my first summer in 1988, I kind of had the job that a lot of college kids wanted, and that was summer counseling staff, right? But back in the day, you could only do that once. So I spent 3 more summers as a security guard. Now, I don't know if you remember this. I'm sure don't. But you used to stand on a stage, big time rocker, and it was over there, right? Bigger stage. You know what I did those summers? I had my little security uniform, and I stood right here during the concert, man. I used to be this guy's bodyguard. Mike Drake and I don't know if it was Tom Slater or you, Mike, but right? I mean, this is big stuff, right? That and killing flies. Seriously. You know what? Y'all, we all have a journey. We all, probably almost all, run really hard. I think there's times where God just slows us down a little bit to think about the story that he's been writing in our lives. And for now, about a quarter of a century, a part of the story that God's written in my life has involved this place way before I was a staff member, full-time staff member. And I just want to say to you, thank you for your partnership in ministry. You know, you're here at Hume Lakers. You're ministry partners. What's a ministry partner? You know, people that pray for this ministry, right? People who volunteer in this ministry. Hey, y'all, thank you for what you've done at Hume New England, right there, Hume.New England, right? You have done an awful lot. Well, I shouldn't start pointing out because I literally could go row to row, right? Hello, ladies, right? And you're right, just investments all over this room. That's why at dinner tonight, well, I ate with you guys, but then I went over to the house. I saw my wife, Sherry. We are hosting an overnighter of little girls. My daughter's friend is moving and so on and so forth. And Sherry told me, it's like, I really like this weekend. I wish I could come over. These are good people. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for the difference. And I'd like to challenge us to pray. I'd like to challenge us that God might see fit to use this ministry in powerful new ways. You mention it. When I read the news or watch TV, I'm like, wow, our world's jacked up. Would you agree that we need Jesus?
More than ever.
More than ever. I can't think of a much better combination than the local church that preaches Jesus and removes people from the normal distractions and takes them to a place like this. And God just works in lives. So thank you for praying, thank you for volunteering, and thank you for giving financially. You know, last night we had several dozen people over to our house. They're called legacy partners. People have put Hume in their will. You know what? Some of you are in here, and I'm not going to point anybody out, but I want to say thank you again. I said it last night. I think God is going to use you, a growing number of people, I might add, to help keep this ministry strong over the next couple decades and beyond. So David Harrison, thank you for what you do. It makes a difference. So God, may you use us as we dream and think about, Lord, how do we expand Hume's reach? Only God can really do that. How can we help with better camper experience? I'll tell you one way. Somewhere down the road in the next half decade, we got to kit these kids out of construction trailers and back into cabins. That's just one thing. I'm not going to go into a lot of other details. But you know what? Those dorms could be used also to reach more people in the fall, winter, and spring. How fun would that be? Oh, and Lord, we want to strengthen this place by your grace and by your mercy. The Lord is alive and well. I heard a story, I think it was Meadow Ranch this summer. Little boy, I guess I'm getting old, I'm calling him a little boy, because he is, became a Christian. But he came to camp with his borrowed brother's Bible. And he realized after he became a Christian, as he flipped through that Bible, that he found his older brother's decision card where he put his faith in Jesus 3 years before to the day. That happened this summer. You know what? I don't even know the kid's name. I just remember hearing that story. But do you think that family's changed? Absolutely. To God be the glory, great things he has done, great things he is doing, and Lord, by your grace, may you continue to do great things in the future. For it is not all of us, or even all of us, it is God working in the lives of people in a place like this. And how cool is it that we get to have front row seats into seeing what he's doing. Thank you, folks. God bless you. May God be glorified in this place and wherever he takes this ministry.
Thanks, Dathan. I'm going to ask if you would just take the next 2 minutes with the person next to you, and will you pray for this place and pray for Dathan as he leads us into the future and for our board as they meet tomorrow and make decisions that will impact the future of Hume Lake Christian Camps. So we just spend a minute or so praying for those two things, and then I'll close us. Father God in heaven, it's a privilege that we can come before the throne of grace, that we can gather in this place that you created so long ago. And Lord, that we can pause and lift this camp up before you, that you will be glorified and honored in everything that happens here. Father God, we pray for Dathan, our leader, that you will continue to give him clear vision, strengthen his heart, give him clarity of thought as he leads us into the future. And Lord, I pray for the board of directors as well, as they prayerfully consider what you would have for us to do in the future to continue to expand our reach, to enhance the experience of Hume Lake Christian Camps around the world, and how to strengthen the staff that you provided to serve here. And so, Father God, we lift these things before you tonight, thanking you in advance for what you're going to do. We look forward to those days. It's exciting to be here, to enjoy them together. And Lord, we commit these things in the powerful name of Christ, who has completed the work at Calvary for us. In his name I pray. Amen. I trust you've had a good start to the weekend. There's a lot yet to do. The good news is, in about 15 or 20 minutes, back down at Ponderosa Dining, there's snacks. Because one thing I've learned in my 11 months at Hume Lake, we love to eat. And we love to have snacks before we go to bed. And so that'll happen in about 15, 20 minutes down at Ponderosa. Feel free to fellowship here. And then tomorrow morning, if you're an early riser, 7 a.m., there'll be early bird coffee available in Ponderosa Dining. And if you want to just grab a chair, sit by the lake, enjoy the morning sunrise, or whatever you want to do at that hour, Mike will be there. I won't. Breakfast will start at 8:30 tomorrow. Weather is called to be just similar to today, kind of cloudy, chilly. But after breakfast, we'll hear from David, just a brief devotional tomorrow morning, and then really going to free you up for the rest of the day. We'll have a couple of fire rooms set up around camp just to be warm. We'll do a walk around the lake and talk about camp and some history, and we'll do some of that, weather permitting, and it looks like it'll be fine for that tomorrow morning. But then in the afternoon, you really have all kinds of things to do. We've opened up the 22-gun range if you want to throw hatchets. We're going to do that. The ARC will be available for ping pong, basketball, if anybody wants to play that. There's also a craft show for the ladies from 1 to 4. The ladies of Hume Lake have made crafts. They do a little boutique every year about this time, and so we've incorporated into Hume Lakers Weekend just us for the ladies. Believe me, I've seen some of the stuff that's made guys send the ladies. Let's play basketball in the ARC or go shoot 22s or throw hatchets at each other. At targets. I trust you'll have a marvelous evening. Enjoy fellowship here and then over tonight for snacks, and then we'll see you tomorrow morning, 8:30 for breakfast together. Thanks for coming. We're so glad you're here, and we pray that you'll have an enjoyable weekend. Have a good evening, and God bless.